Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to another episode of Steelers Today. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is Dale Lawley. This is DK Pittsburgh Sports. Dale, it's Friday and we got week two coming up, man.
Absolutely. The weeks start to go by fast once you start getting the games under your belt. That's what people need to understand. Like, why don't they make this kind of move or that kind of move or that kind of adjustment? You get three practices a week to get ready for the next opponent. That's it.
It's moving, man. Yeah, it's moving.
It's a train.
So we saw, we've talked ad nauseum about the game last week. We've talked about everything, the offensive line, defensive right. What are you looking forward to this week? I know one thing that I'm looking forward to is how the tackles handle Max Crosby.
Yeah.
And that pass rush.
I mean, they'll be fine. It's a home crowd. I would expect that they're not going to have to work on a silent count like they did last week in Buffalo. They'll run the football more effectively. Oakland, there I go again. Las Vegas is...
If I had a dollar for every time I said Oakland, man, that's... Yeah. Like you said the other day, it's always the Oakland
Najee
Raiders.
Najee Harris just talked and he said they're always going to be Oakland. You know, that's who the Raiders are. You can move it wherever you want to move it. But their run defense is not great. All of their inside linebackers are banged up. So we'll see where they're at on the injury report, where they're at with that. But they had like 19 guys on their injury report. It's ridiculous. Laundry list of injuries. So I would expect the Steelers to have some offensive success in this game and be able to maybe start to gain a little bit of momentum there.
Yeah, that's another thing. And DK talked about this in his daily shot, but, getting Najee Harris involved today or this week is going to be a big thing. And I can't wait to see. Oh, yeah, he was on every play. Yeah, that's true. But getting him involved and getting him moving, more than 45 yards rushing, I think, is, obviously something they'd like to see. But
I really would like to see him used a little bit more in the passing game, too.
Me too.
He only had
a
couple of targets in that game, I think three, actually. Ended up with two catches for, 4 yards or whatever it was. That's not enough. You need to get him involved in the passing game to show him as a weapon, not just for this game, but for future opponents as well.
Right. Yeah, we've talked about it all training camp, how special of an athlete, how special of a running back he is. I can't wait to see him get comfortable and get a couple weeks under his belt and really start moving. Like you said, was on every offensive snap last week, so... Maybe my choice of words, getting him involved, wasn't the best choice of words. He's about as involved as you can get.
As involved as you could possibly be, yeah.
How about the defensive side of the ball? Any stories you're looking at? Anything, any matchups you're looking to see? Anything you want to
about? Everybody's going to be talking about how the Steelers slow down Darren Waller, and I don't know that you can. I mean, if you look at what he's done over the last 10 games, he's averaged 10 targets per game. Yeah. He has an opportunity. If he gets 100 yards in this game on Sunday, he'll be the first tight end in NFL history to have five straight 100-yard games. So you have you have to limit the damage there. You can't let him take over the football game. They're going to target him. He's going to be peppered with targets as he was last week. They threw at him 19 times last week. That's just unheard of for a tight end. So be aware of where he's at on the field at all times. Mix up your coverages on him. Do some different things to make it difficult for them to get the football to him as much as possible. But he's going to get his.
Yeah.
He's going to catch some passes in this game.
Speaking of the defensive side of the ball, do you think we're going to see more blitz packages this week, or do you think we're going to see more of the same from last week?
I think you'll definitely see more blitzes than what you saw last week. I just think one is completely out of character for the Steelers. Maybe it doesn't rise back up to that 40% or 35 to 40% that they typically average. They only do it if they have to do it. If they want to play, if they feel like they can play coverage on the back end better by only sending four, that's what you do. If you're having success getting there with four, though,
there's no need to
bring a fifth guy.
And do you think that's what it was? Do you think this is a change in how they think about things, or do you think this is they know that their rushers, they know that their front is so good that they just don't have to send those extra guys?
They had the same front last year, essentially, just adding Melvin Ingram to it. But you take Stephon Tuitt out of the equation. So they've always felt pretty good about their four-man rush. But they want to create pressure. In that game last week against Buffalo, they knew the Bills were going to line up with a lot of 4 and 5 wide receiver sets.
Right.
So, you know, you're not going to blitz as much against that because you've got to keep seven back on in coverage because they're going to be sending out 5 eligibles on every on every play.
How about the defensive backfield? I thought that they we talked about it a little bit yesterday. They rose to the occasion last week. They played really well. I was impressed with Trey Norwood. I think everybody in the city, any football fan, was impressed with Cam Sutton. Do you think this is something they can build on and really start to show that they're more than just all the question marks that we were talking about in training camp?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have bad plays in the secondary. You just are because the rules are set up against you.
That's football. That's NFL in today's game, man. That's just how it is.
That's just the way it is. But how do you recover from being beaten on a play? Or how do you, you know, giving up a catch? That's the big thing about playing defensive back in the league. I've been saying all along that I didn't think the secondary was going to be a major issue. Mm-hmm. They showed last week that
they're not.
But, you know, now you put some stuff on tape. Yep. And so how do the Raiders come out? John Gruden, as much as anybody wants to talk about a sub-500 record, you know, all that stuff, he's still a good offensive mind.
Yep.
And he's going to create something, some mismatches in that passing game for Las Vegas to create some plays. Can you limit that? Can your offense do enough to outscore them? That's what today's NFL is about.
Yep. And I liked with what Mike Tomlin had to say about John Gruden on Tuesday when he was asked about him, and he said he's fearless. So he's not one of those coaches that are going to coach based on what the other team's doing. He's going to coach to his strengths, and he's going to do what he knows his team is capable of. Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. at Heinz Field, the home opener against the Las Vegas Raiders. Dale, you'll be there, right?
I will be there.
Dale will be there. DK will be there. And I actually will be there. Not with them, but I'm going. So if you see me, stop and say hi. For Dale Lawley, for DK Pittsburgh Sports, don't forget to check out our sponsor down in the description of the video, Try BetQL. All of their info is down
there. Come to the website and see our
that's right. We've got our staff picks. One of us is 1-0, one of us is 0-1. I won't say who, but...
it's a long season.
but again, for everybody, I'm Eddie Provident. Thanks for watching. Take care. We'll see you on Sunday after the football game.